The Return of the Swarm. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Locusts still threaten Kenya and the country's food supply. Plus, it's been a hard year for children in India. Now you can provide biblical education for a whole year, and it's easier than you might think. More on that in a moment. But first, Kenya's problem with insects hasn't gone away. In fact, Kenyans could see a third generation of locusts destroy vegetation and food all across the country. Tabati from FMI explains how the locusts move through Kenya and why new swarms come up behind them.
They find a route through Rift Valley. And Rift Valley is one province that acts as the bread basket of Kenya. So they diversified everything. Anything that is green. And as a result of that, as they were moving, they also left some eggs that hatch after them.
With food insecurity such a problem, pastors have to spend all their time feeding their families, preventing them from ministering. FMI has provided aid to help, but Tabati says,
we don't eat once, but we eat always, meaning that we are trying to come out or look for a sustainable way so that when such a strike again, or if it continues, we will be in a position, or make our pastors to be in a position where they can have a supply, even if the help is not coming immediately, or maybe when such a thing strikes.
Pray pastors in Kenya will have food security so that they'll be able to carry out the regular ministry and gospel work. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Meanwhile, if floodwaters destroyed your Bible, it would be fairly easy to replace. But getting God's Word isn't so easy in rural China. Massive flooding damaged churches throughout the country last month. Kurt Rovenstein of Bibles for China says the believers they partner with are struggling to get back on their feet.
Folks that we reach out to are those that couldn't afford that. You know, they don't have a nest egg. There's nothing set aside for flood insurance. There's a tremendous need there.
Believers share Christ in word and deed as they help community members recover from the floods. And at the same time, Bibles for China comes alongside to fill in the gaps.
We were able to get some pictures sent to us of pews floating in a sanctuary and Bibles were destroyed in that. So we're hoping to try to find places that are ready now for Bible replacement and help in that regard.
Pray for believers as they serve their communities in Christ's name. Consider helping Bibles for China as they send God's Word to churches in need.
We would love if folks would see the need and respond, you know, in a tangible way by helping us with replacing Bibles.
We'll connect you at missionnews.org.
For the people of China, a great prayer need for those who experience that flooding, and we need to be faithful in prayer for them.
And kids, here's an opportunity to help support other kids your age in India just by reading. Sunlight Christian Homeschool Curriculum is hosting a readathon fundraiser for various ministries, including our friends at Mission India. And anyone can join. For every book page you read, you'll raise money for Bible clubs at Mission India. Eric Morsehead with Mission India says,
for every $24 given, a child in India gets to go to a year-long Bible club. And so for an entire year, they're mentored by a Bible club leader to help improve their education, to form relationships, but ultimately they get to hear the love of Jesus. And a lot of them get to know Jesus through the Bible club.
Every dollar donated to the readathon will be matched by Sunlight Curriculum. Meanwhile, you can pray for the Indian kids you're supporting through Mission India.
I think the prayer request would just be for the kids of India right now. There's so much going on in India between flooding, COVID-19, and then also persecution. There's been a tremendous amount of that rising. So there's just a lot of harsh things going on in India. And so to be able to hopefully enable a kid to go to a Bible club, that's our goal. But we just want to pray also for protection for those kids and those families as they just go through a really trying time in India.
So find your place in the story. We'll connect you to the readathon through links at our website. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. 2020 has been a volatile year, and your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing you stories of the heroes of the faith and to be voices for the voiceless. Would you consider supporting us? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.